Over.
How are you? I thought of you last night. You did very well on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you. They're going to beat our poverty bill, and we can stand that. We can survive it. But one thing we can't survive is just getting beat at this time of the year, because it's like Roosevelt's Supreme Court. They're going to say the king's dead, and we haven't been beat yet. If we get by, if we can survive this one bill, we can save it. Now, nearly all of your people are all right. Now, how do you know that, Walter? Did he tell you? Now, if we count him, we got to count him, and we're 197 this afternoon. Well, you just check them again and call Walter Jenkins or Larry O'Brien before midnight, because we're meeting with the whips. We got 197. All your labor crowd went off to Chicago or something, and...
I've been working on the telephone, and I've been working with the personal... Everything that I talked, I've been working on. This is my number one project. And I agree with you. That's the timing of it, such that we can't... If this were in the middle of the session and a whole lot of other things, it would be unfortunate. It would be disastrous. But now the timing... And the other thing is, this way can finish your bill, and this is very important to doing it first.
You see, every hater on civil rights, every Mississippi vote, every Alabama vote, 100% against me, most of Georgia, then they're taking all the Republicans. And when we don't get a guy like Lisinski, and we don't get a guy like Ron, and we don't get a guy like Pike in New York, now there ought to be some way that some of your liberals on the New York Post or some of your liberal friends up in New York could reach a fella like Ogden Reed or John Lindsay. Now, both of those are good boys, and they're liberal Republican.
Is Lindsay lined up?
Hell no, he's not. Now, you're interested in poverty, and I am. But if Johnson can't pass a little $900 million poverty bill, he damn sure can't pass anything else. And that's what's bad. It's going to be like Roosevelt's Supreme Court fight in 37. It's going to denut him until 41 when the war came along. And this is just going to lose me, my leadership in the House, to Charlie Halleck, because McCormick's up in years, and it's just too tough for me. Now, I've got to have people like Lindsay and like Ogden Reed and like Pike. Now, there's three New York votes. I don't know what bankers you got or what Dorothy Schiff or some of those people ought to help us with Lindsay. Is it right? Maybe. I just don't know. But you get on New York. I don't have those contacts. But you... You do that now tonight, Walter. And tell these folks that if there's a place in the world that needs this poverty allocation, Bob Wagner spent the weekend with me, and they need it bad in New York, and we'll move in 10 days after they pass the bill, and we got it passed all the way through. It comes directly to me. It's been through the Rules Committee. It's been through the Senate Committee. It's been through the Senate, and this is the last vote, but that's tomorrow. And if those folks, any of them, can't vote with us, for God's sakes, let them be out. Yeah, we're just down to where five votes is going to make this difference. I wouldn't call you if I just didn't have to.
I know it, and I would all the way on this, and I'll drop everything and go to work on it again.
All right, now, who are you going to talk to in New York? Who are you going to talk about in New York? Ogden Reed, John Lindsay, Pike. Now, those are the three important ones. And you checked in on Lisinski, Ryan, and Bloomfield. So you're going to call us about 6 tonight, and you bet 100%. Thank you, Walter. How's your strike coming?
You know, I told you, we get their offer, obviously.
Okay.